I'll say good morning. So we are find ourselves in Perek Yud Aleph, page in the red edition. In the red edition, page Kuf Yud Gimel. So we left off. We left off with the section here about Lifnei Iver Lo Siti Michshol, about giving erroneous advice, and about again how difficult that is in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when ultimately again we mislead one another with advice. The Ramchal explained that to a certain degree, to mislead with advice is even worse than to mislead someone financially. So the Ramchal goes on. He says, "Al kin amru shema tomar etzi yafa ani nosin lo v'hari hadavar masur l'leiv." So the Ramchal writes that again. Sometimes people think that they can go out and get away with misleading someone because, hey, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to give good advice. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows ultimately again what is in the heart of man. V'kama nechshalim b'nei adam be'ilach ha'toim yom b'yom b'yosim k'ruim v'holchem l'tokev chendas ha'batza. And I will say, so what Ramchal is saying over here, and this of course is one of the greatest challenges, you know, sometimes in life we feel that there's the pie, and the pie is a certain size, which means that I have to fight for my piece of the pie, because if someone else gets more, by definition that means I get less. And so we justify all types of behaviors, including, you know, stepping on others or trampling on others, because, hey, I need to get my piece of the pie. And then Ramchal just says that how many times we stumble over misleading others, right? He says, "Letokev chandas abatza," because of our incredible desire for wealth. Ukvar hisba'er godol ansham bakasuv arur maske iver baderech. And again, he quotes over here from the Torah Kisavo, that cursed is the one who misleads the blind on the way. So we'll say, so what is the proper derech? So a yosher person, if someone comes to ask him for advice, you should advise another the same way that you would want to be advised yourself. In a way of giving advice only for the benefit of the person who is coming to you. So just like again, if I went to someone for advice, I would want to know that someone was giving me advice not for the advisor's personal gain, or not somehow because, yeah, it's okay for me, but really the ikar of the advice is to benefit someone else. But I'd want to know that the person who's advising me is giving me the best advice for me. So too, that's the way I must advise another. Lo l'shum tachlis acher, never to chas v'shalom have any ulterior motives when advising another. Karov o rachok sheyihyeh. We'll say, no, sometimes again, so this is very hard. It's very, very hard because we'll say, the truth is that often in life we do things for our own benefit without even realizing that we're doing it for our own benefit. So a person has to be so impartial. A person has to be make sure that when they're dispensing advice, that there is no other motivation except to help the other. V'im ya'ara she'ira hu hezek li'atzon be'etzahi. Im yachol lo'chiyach osa panav sham z'yayitz yochicheyu. So we'll say, interestingly enough, now let's say again someone comes to me for advice. And there is, you know, sometimes we'll say people have a situation in which, again, in which lemaisa, there's a conflict of interest. And the conflict of interest in this particular circumstance is, if I advise you to go a certain way, the truth is that advice could negatively impact me. You can have a situation like that. A person comes for Eitzah, and what's best for you happens to negatively impact me. So what happens in such a situation like this? So we'll say at the end of the day, it's best to divulge that. Right, to say, look, I'd love to help, but I have to be honest with you that I'm not sure I could be totally impartial because lemaisa again, right? I'm no gebedaver, right? But literally, what might work for you could literally boomerang and hurt me. Ve'imlav yistalik minad. So we'll say, so sometimes, just the ability to disclose in and of itself helps to alleviate some level of conflict and allows people to be more forthcoming. But I will say sometimes the conflict is just simply too embedded and yistalik min adavra v'lo yatzehu. Ultimately, again, a person has to remove themselves sometimes from the particular situation and not give the eitzah. So I'll say, so meaning sometimes a person has to be able to say, you know what, I am not the right person to be able to give this particular piece of advice. Achal kol panim, But also what a person has to be careful with is not to give advice that is to the detriment, ultimately, of the petitioner. So here's the one exception. The one exception, apparently, where you are permitted to go ahead and give good advice is if Lamaisa, someone has in mind to do something very bad, and they're coming to get your advice about whether or not they should do it, you are permitted to sabotage their plans. Now, of course, I will say that this, you have to apply this very, very carefully. Because, again, remember, this is talking about objective evil, right? Reuven comes, they say, I was thinking about killing Shimon. So you know, boss, I say, in a situation like that, Lamaisa, assuming that Shimon's not a member of Amalek, you know, you could go ahead and sabotage that piece of advice by advising him against it. Ukvar ne'emar v'im ikesh tispatal v'chushai ha'arkiyokiyach. Fine. So we'll say, so again, he gives examples of this. So he says, in Ikesh Tispatal, which literally means in Sefer Tehillim, he says that with a crooked one, you can be crooked. That sometimes you're both saying, in order to go ahead and prevent people from doing negative things, you can't resort to certain negative behaviors that would otherwise be absolutely prohibited. And he gives the example of Hushai Ha'arki. Hushai was David HaMelech's ally, who pretended to be Avshalom's friend during Avshalom's rebellion, and he gave Avshalom all kinds of advice that were there for one reason, to cause the demise of Avshalom. You say, Lifne Ivers, Lo Siti Michshol, you're placing a stumbling block in front of Avshalom, and the answer is, yes, that is correct. He was placing a stumbling block in front of Avshalom. What Ramchal is saying is that when it comes to preventing people from doing negative things, you have the ability to go ahead and put down that stumbling block. So let's just go a little bit weiter. Next case. Remember again, what Ramchal is dealing with over here are all the different interpersonal averos that sometimes we fall prey to. Next, harechilos v'halashon hara. So we'll say rechilos and lashon hara. Now remember again, what's the difference between rechilos and lashon hara? So if you look in footnote 154, he says, ezehu rachil, what is rechilos? Ze shetoin dvarim v'holich mizeh lezeva omer, kach amar ploni alecha, v'kach asalecha, sha'af api sha'osa davar eno ginos. So we'll say rechilus is when you go person to person and you say, oh, did you hear what Reuven said about you or what Reuven did to you? They both say, now again, remember, it might not be anything negative. It might not be anything negative. But the act of telling someone that another is talking about them or doing things to them, lemais again very often just awakens the ire of the individual. That's rechilus. So we'll say it's called rechilus because remember that comes from the word rochel. Rochel was is a perfume peddler. So how did perfume peddler often peddle their wares? So they'd go to the house, and like most salespeople, what do most salespeople do? So how you doing? So what's going on? Right? It becomes a whole conversation. So the rochel goes, he's peddling. What is he peddling? He's peddling gossip. Well, you know, Reuven told me all about this, about you and about that, and Reuven did it. That's rechilus. Lashon hara, on the other hand, if you look at footnote 155, yesh avon gadol mizeh merechilus admo v'hu b'chla lav zeh. He says, I love zeh shelo yitech, right? V'hu lashon hara, v'hu amesaper b'ginus chavero, afa pi sha'omer emes. So Rabbi say, lashon hara is speaking negatively about another, even though it's true. So this is the chilik. So rechilus is going person to person, telling them what others say about them or what others have done to them, even if it's not negative. Lashon hara is speaking negatively about another. That's the chilik. So the Ramchal says, v'arechilus v'lashon hara kvar chumru noda. Now, also the severity of these averos is well known. V'godel anafav kirabu ma'od, and its branches, meaning there are so many ways, unfortunately, to violate this. Ad shekvar gazru omer chacham zuchorun levracha, v'ma'amar shekvar eskarti, v'kulam ba'avak lashon hara. Now, also this is what the Gemara says about Basra. This is a dramatic Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, that there are most people desire arayos, desire immorality. Most people violate gezel, right? Theft in some way or another. And all people, the Gemara says, somehow violate Lashon Hara. Actually, what the Gemara says, all people. At some point in time, someone speaks either negatively about the other or goes ahead and speaks about the other to the other, but Lamais again, everybody falls prey to this. Heichidami Lashon Hara. So what's Lashon Hara? Let's just do one more line. Kigon to Amar Hecha Mishtachach Nura. Supposed to listen to this. So what's an example of Lashon Hara? So example of Lashon Hara would be, I ask Ruvain, you know, where could I find the candle? Heichach Mishtachach Nura. Right? Where could I go ahead and find a candle? Find the fire burning right now. Ella Beplanya. Oh, you know where you could find it? You could find it in Reuven's house. Nebo says, so what's wrong with that? So if you look in footnote 160, see right over here, Hecha Mishtachach Nura Ella Beplanya, Hechan Timse Ata Ish, Alabeso Shoploni, Demashma Ashirhu, Vichal Sha'a Matsui Ish Beveso Lavashal Tavshilin. The Rebbe says, now in Talmudic times, so if you had a fire burning at all times, that was a sign of what? That was a sign of wealth. That was a sign of wealth. So if you say, oh my gosh, it's so late, oh, how I'd love to cook myself something. You know anyone who has a fire burning now? And I say, oh, Reuven's always got a fire burning. So I say, that's another way of saying Reuven's always wealthy. So he writes over here, or he's always eating, right? But if he's always eating, he's always wealthy. So remember in the footnote, he says, V'kavanas ha'omer kein, he alirmos al genuzo shal osu adushu marbe besudos mereos tamid, V'kavanas ha'zun he carries p'kol tunosov. They're both saying, now the underlying message over here is that this guy's always eating. Really, he's always having su'udas. He's always spending his time socializing. So they're both saying, what Ramchal is pointing out here is that on the surface, this is a totally innocuous statement. If you would ask someone, is there anything negative in this statement? No, but Ramchal also points out over here in the footnote, he also says, and the footnote also says, that Rabbi says very often when it comes to these issues, it's not just an issue of what you say, it's also an issue of how you say it. The intonation, the body language. But the point that Ramchal is making is that here, one could look at, it's not inherently negative, it could be understood innocuous, but depending on how a person says it, depending on what the tone a person uses, it could also be something disparaging about the other. So you see where, we'll stop over here, but just see ultimately where it's going with this. This is why the Gemara says that everyone violates Lashon Hara at some point in time, because inevitably, even sometimes if we mean for something to be innocuous, bless you, Lamaisa could be understood as by the other as something disparaging, and ultimately in violation of Lashon Hara. All right, so we'll stop over here, pick up Emir.